Brookings City Council receives the report of the city's Affordable Housing Task Force. Task Force Chair Patty Bacon says their first chore was to define affordable when it comes to housing. They went with the often used definition that housing should be no more than 30% of a household's gross income to be affordable. And she says many in Brookings are lower income.
One of every four family households have a gross annual income, gross, of less than $35,000. And that equates to $875 maximum available for housing costs if you utilize the 30% of gross. And remember, that's gross, not net.
She says most SDSU students are not included in those numbers. Bacon says there are a number of barriers to affordable housing in Brookings.
Land availability, the inventory of existing housing stock, home buyer standards. That relates back to that we all think we have to have a single family unit and a lot of land to go with that. The availability of homes on the market.
The report included a number of recommendations from changing city zoning regulations to possible tax deferments to housing bounties for new workers in town. Bacon says there are numerous reasons why addressing this issue is good for Brookings.
It creates jobs. It creates tax revenue. It stimulates the economy. It strengthens families, increases independence for those families, and helps businesses. An economically diverse housing stock is extremely important to Brookings' future economic and social well-being.
There was no action last night on the study, which you can find on the city's webpage.